Alan, terrific performance tonight. It always a slightly different competition, but to win it, I mean, I can sense that this means quite a lot to you to win a class like that.
It really does, yeah, especially on that horse. The owner is a really good friend of mine. He's stuck with me for years, you know, and really supported me at Arena UK at the equestrian centre. And I've just had that horse for such a long time. Again, he wasn't really bought to be a top horse, but with bad luck with soundness of the other ones, he's had a lot of pressure on him over the last few years, and I've really needed him to come good. And to be honest, he's a little fighter, and he has done.
And a competition like this, where you've got to then pick your own line in the jump off, what were your thoughts going to? Were you obviously having a very beady eye on the previous competitors?
Well, actually, the round that Laura did was the same course as what we'd planned anyway. And to be honest, it really suited my horse. He's very, very quick off his turns. He's good against the clock, and we were able to keep all the fences at one end of the arena, which there isn't much room in between. And my horse is little; he doesn't cover the ground that quickly. So to keep them all quite close together and have some tight turns really, really was good for me.
And I know you were really keen to qualify and get into this Horse of the Year show. So to come away with a win, it's all worked out well, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I really did want to come this year. I'm still a little bit short of horses, but I've got the really nice 8-year-old. She's had 2/3 in the small classes, which is that mare's by Lacana, so it was nice to have her here. And again, Lando, he's been coming on, you know, month by month, so I thought he might be able to do something good here.
Has it been hard to sort of try and find those new horses? I mean, there's a lot of success going on in British show jumping, a lot of good horses around within the sport, but for you to get them, is it been frustrating, or what's it from your point of view?
Yeah, it's been really hard. The trouble I've had is to buy top horses that are ready to go and win at a very high level are completely unaffordable for me and my backers and sponsors at the minute. But I do have sponsors that have supported me for a long time that are willing to put a lot of money in for really good young horses, which is what I've done. I've got a great team of young horses, which will eventually be as good as what you need. But it just takes a bit longer, obviously. I've got 4, 5, and 6-year-olds that will all be very, very top horses in the end, but obviously you have to wait for those.
And when you see the success of Ben Scott and all the others, and yeah, you're of that generation, presumably that inspires you or makes you even hungrier to try and get to the very top table.
Absolutely. It's fantastic to see those guys going so well, because like you said, we grew up together, and they're my dreams too, and I want to do them too. So it's been fantastic to see them, and it's definitely something I want to do in the future. I'm just going to have to wait a bit longer for it.
Well,